Wake up at the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone out there. How are you guys doing? Welcome back to the Morning Motivation. My name is Brittany Daniel, and I hope you guys are doing well. Today is a great day. I felt like there was so much energy yesterday because it was 2-22-22, or it's 2-22-22. And so there was a lot of energy out there. If you guys are into manifestation and all of that, then that was swirling around in the universe, and there's a little residue from yesterday. But in today's video, I wanted to do a deep dive into our desires. You know, I want us to have a little fun. Yesterday, we talked about everything that glitters is in gold. And the reason why I did that is because a lot of times the things that we desire are because of other people. So I wanted to strip that away and get to the root of what you truly desire and what's best for you and what's meant for you, whether that be money, whether that be a home, whether that be things, whether that be family. So I hope you guys took some time yesterday to think about what you truly desire, not look to your left, look to your right, or see what other people are doing, but really focused in on you. We're going to hit up the morning chat with the good mornings. I'm going to say good morning to you all in a minute. But I really wanted to just strip that away. So now we can move forward and center into what we want, what we truly desire, and how we're going to get there and manifest those things and take away the roadblocks that may be blocking our blessings. In today's live, we're going to be reading from You're a Badass at Making Money. It's a really, really good book by Jen Shapiro, who wrote You're a Badass. So if you haven't picked up this book, I highly recommend it. It is in Brittany's bookstore. I'm going to say good morning in a minute, you guys. So go ahead and load up those comments with the good morning. So if you want to enter the book giveaway, all you have to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel, give this video a thumbs up, go on my Instagram, follow me on Instagram, and enter the book giveaway there. And this will be this week's giveaway. And if you've already read it, then you have an option, an opportunity to pick a book that we've already read, or that a book of your choice. So let me know if you guys have read this book or not. It's a really, really good read, especially if you're having issues with money and you're trying to figure it out. And you're like, I know I want to make more, or I have a job, but it's not enough. We're going to dig deep and dive into any roadblocks and the ways that we can get to our highest self and our biggest dreams. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and go over to the good morning chat. Ooh, y'all showed up this morning. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Nelson. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brianna. Good morning, Edwan. I think today's Edwan's day off. So good morning. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, D'Amica. Good morning, Lakeisha. Oh, y'all showed up today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And also shout out where you're from. If this is your first time, I would like to know where you guys are listening in. Don't forget to subscribe, share these lives with anybody who may need them. And we go live each and every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Latoya. How are you guys doing? I'm drinking out of my Jesus and Drake cup again. I got to find these. I think I got this on Etsy somewhere. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. So before we dive into today's session and talk about our topic of today, we're going to go ahead and say a morning prayer. Good morning, Olive, Tampa in the house. Good morning, Melissa. Go ahead. Oh, I know Edwan. I know you in Cleveland. Good morning, Ohio. And good afternoon, good evening, and good night to my international watchers, because I know I have some folks that watch in Uganda and watch in London and all over in Australia. So good evening, good night, and good afternoon to you all. All right. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another beautiful day. We want to say thank you, and that we are just so happy to be alive once again. Lord, I pray that any mental blocks, any monetary blocks that are on my viewers or on me or on anyone that's going to listen to this live later be removed now. We have big purpose and big goals to get to, and we know that there are certain things that we need in order to make that happen. So whatever anybody needs on this live, please go ahead and put it in the chat. But I hope that that we get there together. And I pray that everybody here just has a great day. They have peace. They have abundance. They have discernment, grace, And we pray all these things in your darling son Jesus' name. I pray, amen. Amen. So today we are reading out of You're Bad at Making Money. And this book is really, really good, especially if I read this about a few years ago when I was transitioning careers. And it really talks about, in the beginning of the book, like most money books, roadblocks and reasons why we are not getting to our goals monetarily. Yesterday, I wanted to make sure that I highlighted that we cannot look at anybody's life. We can't look to the left, to the right, and look at what somebody else has and make that our goal. We can be inspired by it, like, wow, if God did it for them, then they can do it for us, right? But what do we always say? Comparison is the thief of joy. So we don't want to look at everybody else's life and compare or feel less than or feel out of our pocket if we don't have what they have, because we never know how it came to them. We don't know any of that. So the key is to focus in on truly what we want, truly what we want, truly what we desire, truly what's in our hearts and our minds. For some of you, it is to make a whole lot of money and be millionaires. Let me know in the chats what your desires are if you choose to share. Some of us, it is to get a home. For some of us, it is to establish a family. For some of us, it is a new career or a new path, or maybe it's a new circle of friends, whatever the case may be. But I feel like one thing that we don't talk enough about is how important money is. Like I mentioned how important money is, but when you have an abundance of money, you know, when we don't lack the things that cover our basic needs and necessities, and we have overflow, then we're able to give more, we're able to share more, we're able to experience life on a different level. So I never want anybody to feel like money is evil, money is bad, money is the root of all evil. I really don't believe that. I know that the Bible hints to that, but I think it's greed that's the root of all evil, because when people are greedy and when people do shady things to get money, I think that that's where the problem comes in, not so much the money itself necessarily. Good morning, DJ. So I definitely wanted to go ahead and read a little bit out of You're a Badass at Making Money. And just to start off, there are some money mantras in this book that I think are very, very important, especially when you find yourself with roadblocks, when you find yourself trying to manifest and it's not happening, or when you're trying to maybe secure another career and it's not happening, or you're not in a space necessarily to receive. And I wanted to touch on that. We sometimes as people, especially women, good morning, we have a very hard time receiving. We know how to give. We know how to give. We'll pay our tithes when we don't have no money in the bank. We will give somebody our last, we'll give each other or people our last bit of energy. We'll give people our last when it comes to food, clothes, whatever. We are natural givers, right? But what I find is, and I had this issue, is we have a hard time receiving. And this is how you know you have a hard time receiving. And it's when you can't receive a compliment. And I'll give you guys an example. When somebody says, oh, girl, you look so nice. And then you go, oh, girl, what? I look crazy today. I had a tendency of doing that. I'm really working on that. The self-deprecating blocks, right? Not being able to just say, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, or thank you. You know what? Or not trying to dumb down your accomplishments or dumb down your shine, pretty much dull yourself. To, for whatever reason, subconsciously, or to make somebody else feel better, or to dim your light so it doesn't shine so bright. I need all of us to stop doing that, because that's just one level of where we're blocking our gifts to receive. Just one level of blocking ourselves from getting the, it's like a receptive type of flow. There's a receiving energy that we have to do, or when somebody offers you something, right? Something for free, even if it's like a drink at the bar, and you say, oh, no, it's okay. Not only are you blocking your blessing 9 times out of 10, and I know the drink at the bar is a random example, but you also are blocking that person's blessing of giving. So I want to challenge anybody out there who's having an issue with receiving, And we're going to talk about some reasons why. Is because we just got to start getting in the motion of receiving, because money and finances are there. It's a flow. It's a cycle. We know how to do this. We know how to give. We know how to give. We know how to put out. But that wave of flow, that energy of flow, that openness of flow to receive is so important. So Sherelle says, I want to be financially stable with my own business. So when my kids grow up, they are not starting from the bottom like I did. I love that. She Amber says, yeah, the Bible says money is the root of all evil. And I agree, but I don't think that it's money itself. I believe it's how you use it, because evil, which is greedy or using it for bad things. I agree. Because money can do amazing things. When you have money, when you have an abundance of money, when you have an overflow of money, you can do amazing things. There's experiences that you can have that you can't have when you are struggling, or when you're broke, or when you're having a financial challenge, I would say. I don't like using the word broke. We got to be very careful with our words. Remember, we talked about where our words are powerful. We read the Four Agreements. Our words are like magic. So we want to be very careful with our words. I do not like using the word broke. I don't like using the word cheap anymore. I don't like using words that don't have a whole lot of power behind it in attracting what I want. So we have to be very, very, very mindful of our words. I think the Bible says the love of money, but not money. I like that. Got to be very careful with our words, right? I love that. Thank you, Nana. It's true. The love of money. And then there is going to be some challenging thoughts in this book as well, because this book teaches us that it's not necessarily a horrible thing to say you love money. I think it's your intent behind it, according to the book. So we're going to get into it. But Deshandra, good morning. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. God knows we need it. Absolutely. Brianna says, I want to be financially stable in all forms and get out of my comfort zone, being carefree, but setting boundaries at the same time. She says, speaking of carefree, I mean, letting go of my hangups and anything that doesn't serve me well. I love that. And Brianna says, wow, I never heard anyone relate the concept of receiving and blocking your blessings. Absolutely. Because when we don't allow that energy of receiving to come to us, and we're always in a flow, we're not in the cycle of money. They say money is currency, right? Money is currency. 9 times out of 10, we barely see physical cash most of the time anymore. You know, when you get your direct deposit from your job, all it is numbers on a screen or on your phone. We normally don't see physical money anymore. So if we think of money as currency and current flows, right? It's a cycle. You know, there's an outward flow and there's an inward flow. And sometimes that inward flow can be blocked. And it really starts, I really feel like mentally, at least for me, when I started getting rid of those negative mindsets by like not allowing myself to receive, because a part of it is you don't feel worthy enough to either have that compliment, have that money, receive that praise, I want to say. And it's all based off of our mental blocks. It's all based off of what we feel we're worthy. I don't know why or where we got this from, especially as a people, especially as women, Black women, I feel like. Why are we always so humble? Why are we always so quick to, and not all of us, I'm just saying, just from my perspective, we tend to dumb down certain things. Not everyone. There's some bold women out here, okay? There are some bold women who will tell you and will and have no issues receiving. You know, I had to deal with that with men. I had to get over my blocks of men. I was a strong, independent woman for a very long time. And that's why when you're on your journey of developing yourself, women, I think it's okay to date. And the reason why I think it's okay to date, even when you're not trying to be in a relationship, I mean, there's time to focus on yourself 100%. So I'm not telling you to get out of that. But when we stay strong and independent too long, we block that that receiving mechanism. We're not used to people giving us things or used to certain things. And so we have a tendency to shut down opportunities. We have a tendency to shut down compliments. We have a tendency to shut down. It's a lot of like, no, I had to rework that. And I used to tell me, you say no before you say yes. I can't even get out of my mouth before you tell me no. And we have a tendency because we've taken care of ourselves for so long and we've done everything on our own for so long. It's a subconscious like, no, I'm good. I don't need any help. No, I'm okay. No, you don't have to do this for me. No. And so we are cutting off our receptors. We're cutting off that flow of receiving. You know, we got to get back in the flow of receiving those compliments, especially my single women. You know, we have to get back in the flow of accepting help. It's okay. It doesn't make you less than a woman if you need help with something or you receive something or somebody gives you some money. Cause I know that was a hard one for me. I don't ask nobody for nothing. What I do everything myself. Y'all, I'm not telling you not to be independent. I'm not telling you not to take care of yourself. But when we have that mentality, there's a fortress that we're putting up when it comes to receiving. And maybe money isn't your judge. Maybe you're good with the money, right? Maybe, hey, my job is straight. So money is not a problem for me. I'm good. But what about all the other things in life? What about the compliments? What about the gifts? What about just the love? Because that's attached to love too. How can somebody get to a point of loving you if they can't even give you a compliment, if they can't even do for you, you know? And Uncle Steve says, right, and some of my men can attest to this, is men love doing things. When they really like you and when they really want to be with you and when they really want you, that's a form of love to them. Being able to provide makes them feel good as a man, right? So we have to practice these things. Really, really pay attention. Anybody who's never paid attention to their receptors before, pay attention to, are you a receiver? Are you open to receive? I remember I'll give you guys a perfect example. We were here in Atlanta and I was out with my friend Nadine, right? And we met this guy, I was single at the time. We met this guy and he wanted to take us all out, right? And for whatever reason, I was so worried about him overspending that he wanted to pay for all of us to get into a club. And I was so worried about him overspending, which shouldn't have been my problem, that I was like, no, I got myself, right? I was like, no, I got it. Because I didn't want nobody to take care of me. I didn't want to feel like I owed nobody nothing. That was my mentality. And so he paid for all the other girls, but I paid for myself, right? Then we go into the club and he's like, oh, do you want a drink? And I'm like, no, I got it. And I go to the bar and I pay for myself. He gets the other girls' drinks or he gets, you know. And then we were in the club. I went and bought something else because I was like, no, I'm going to get it myself. I'm strong, independent. I don't need nobody wanting nothing from me. I don't need nobody doing this for me, right? And Nay is chilling. Nay is sitting back. She got her thing paid for. She got her drink paid for. And with the thing that I bought, somebody just gave to Nay. And so when I got home, I was like, I spent all this money. And Nay, you didn't spend a dime. She was like, no, I don't. I normally don't when I go out. And I was like, well, how do you do that? She was like, I allow people to do what they want for me. And it's that allowance. And so the reason why I tell you guys that story is because that's when the awakening happened for me. I was just like, look at all the blessings that I blocked. And I know that the club is something real small and minute, but I noticed that it trickled over in every other part of my life and every other aspect when it came to relationships, when it came to dating, when it came to just doing certain things. I was like, dang, how many blessings did I block? How many times did I pay for something that I probably shouldn't have had to pay for, or I wouldn't have paid for if I would have been just open to receiving? Everybody that wants to do something nice for you doesn't always want everything from you. You know, that's a big misconception I think that a lot of us women have, is that, of course, men naturally are attracted to women via sex. We got that, right? But take that off the table, because you control who has sex with you for the most part, right? Unless you're held to your, and we're not talking about the extreme. But it's okay to receive something from somebody, even if you don't expect or want anything from them in return. And I feel like to some people that can be really weird and it can be uncomfortable. But I want, especially as women, I want us to get comfortable with receiving. When you're out at a bar, let that man buy you that drink. Doesn't mean you have to give him your number. Doesn't mean you have to sleep with him. Doesn't mean you have to do, you don't owe him anything. But get into the flow of receiving. Get into the flow of allowing somebody to do something for you. Do you need something? Yeah, I do. You know, don't feel like you're less than a woman or you can't, you're not independent if you say you need something or you take something from someone. I think that that's such a blockage sometimes that we have. And not everybody, but I've seen the difference between women who allow and women who don't. And I was a woman who didn't all the time. Nope. But when I started getting into the flow of allowing, I was just like, wow. I'm getting a lot. And it's not that you're doing it to be shady to anybody, or I'm not telling anybody to do anything immoral. No. But as a woman, get in, and I know that we got some men on here. Hey, Edwan. But get into the flow of allowing. Men, get into the flow of allowing. I don't know what that looks like for a man, unfortunately. Maybe some of these tips will work for you. But women, get into the flow of allowing. Because when you start with the little stuff, when you start with the, well, I don't believe that any woman should be paying for no dates. We don't do that. We don't go half. We don't go Dutch. No. And if you out there going Dutch or paying for dates, absolutely not. You need to start getting into the flow of allowing. Get into the flow of allowing. Start allowing people to do things for you. Start allowing people to give to you. Start allowing people. And you know the people to do it too. Don't, you know, if you know Earl is only wanting, you know, or Earl, he keep bothering you by one day, don't deal with Earl. You know, use your discernment to know who you can take from and know who you can, but get into that flow. Get into that flow. Edwan says, I got 3 rules for women that go out with me. She is not allowed to pump gas. She is not allowed to touch a door. And she is not allowed to pick up the bill when we go out to eat. I love that, Edwan, but the allow can be a little misogynistic, but I know what you mean. Like you want to take care of her. You want to make sure she feels like a woman. I love that. But you know, some women out there, they strong, independent, they don't need no man. But get into the flow of allowing, ladies. I think that this is beautiful. I agree. I don't think a woman should touch her door. I don't think a woman should pump gas. And I definitely don't think she should pick up a bill. Good morning, NG. Let me see what you guys are saying in the comments. So Amber says, excuse me, y'all. It's the coffee. Oh, what? I want to be an entrepreneur of my own. An orthopedic doctor's office to my own natural product line. I love that, which is opening in May. Congratulations, She Amber. Overall, my goal is to be my own boss and give back. I love that. Turquoise says, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, idolizing money. Thank y'all. See, y'all, that's what I'm talking about. That's why y'all know. Aisha says, good morning. Good morning, Aisha. I am happy I can be in the chat this morning. I'm usually in class. Well, good morning and thank you for being here. Edwan says, I want to be financially stable with my videography business and be in the state that I want to be in when I have my own place with 3 cars. And I really want the 3 cars I really want. Absolutely. And Olive Natural and Natural says, I always have a closed hand to receiving because it's like I'm taking away from that person. I put all of my problems aside and put the person first. It's crazy. Start getting into the flow of receiving, because how is God supposed to bless us if our hands are like this? How is God supposed to bless us if our hands are like this? Nope, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm good. Nope. We got to start allowing people to receive, because think about it like this, Olive, is that we're blocking their blessing if we don't receive. Maybe their blessing is to give. Maybe they're in the flow of giving. Maybe it's a giving season for them. You know, so why are we going to deny and block somebody else's blessing from giving to us and doing for us? Oh, no. Edwan says he wants two German shepherds. I heard that, Edwan. She Amber says, dang, girl, I would be the same. And this just made me change my point of view on saying yes, sure, rather than no, I got it all the time. Absolutely. We have to be in the flow of receiving, you guys, especially my women. That's where it starts. So let's jump into the book. And I love that. The reason why I love this book especially is because that there's a list after every chapter. And she suggests money mantras. Okay. So one of her money. So she says, suggest money mantra. She says, say it, write it, feel it, own it. I love money because I love myself. I love that. It says, I love money because I love myself. Now, why is that important? Because when we love ourselves and we're open to receiving all of life's blessings, right? And life's, and some of life's blessings are also money. You know, we need money to survive. We need money, not even to survive, to thrive. You know, we want to get out of this survival mentality. We don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. We want to receive. We want to be abundant. We want our cups to runneth over, not just fill up to the top. We want our cups to runneth over so we can give, so we can do, so we can say, hey, I got a girl. Or, you know, Christmases will be a certain way, or vacations will be a certain way. That energy feels so good. Imagine your life in overflow. You know, the science of getting rich says it starts in the mind. When you get into the mind of overflow, when you get into the mind of what having that money and having that abundance and having that business is going to do for you is amazing. I love that. I got you, NG. I love that. So it says, I love money because I love myself. And so if you are having a blockage of money, you're trying to get to the next level. One thing it says, make a list of all the reasons you deserve money. If you guys are at home, get your papers out, because there's four things I'm going to read at the back of this chapter. Make a list of all the reasons why you deserve money. Are you a hard worker? Are you loving? Why do you deserve money? Really think, like, dig deep. Why do you deserve money? I deserve money because I'm honest. I deserve money because I love helping people. I deserve money because I'm Brittany Daniel and I'm a boss. You know what I mean? Whatever it is for you, why do you deserve money? And write it down. Number two says, make a list of some beautiful things that you have happened in your world thanks to money. What have you experienced in your life because there was abundance of money at the time? Trips, vacations. Maybe you did get your luxury item that you've always wanted. Maybe you paid some stuff off in full and it felt great and you had money left over. You know, what are those things that you make a list of some beautiful things that happen to you, happens in this world thanks to money. Beautiful things that happen in this world thanks to money. People get to chill. There's less crime. You know, people are a lot happier when they're taken care of, when they're taking care of their family, when they can buy the things that they want, when they're not struggling. You know, then there's less theft. There's less scams. There's less crime. When then there's more abundance in the world, when people have full-fledged abundance coming towards them. Make sure you guys write these down. So the first one was, so I have four, right? But the first one says, make a list of all the reasons why you deserve money. Then the next one is make a list of some beautiful things that have happened in this world thanks to money. We want to reprogram our minds about receiving, about this flow, this currency. Thank you for the super chat. I knew that was Percy. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Percy says, I'm glad you're talking about money, but for real, a lot of Black folks and the church have taught against money. I had to unlearn that ideology before I got money. Absolutely. And Percy, put some in the chat of limiting beliefs that the church taught us about money. And y'all fill it up too. What are some of your limiting beliefs when it comes to money? What are some things that you have been told about money that you feel are just aren't true, or you've learned that aren't true later? You know, I don't think all churches are bad, but I have seen some very interesting things in churches. I've seen churches where the pastor's driving a Bentley and they're pressuring people with the collection plate. They told you money was evil. You know what? And it's not. Percy said they taught that money was evil. How is money evil when the church needs money to survive? That doesn't make sense to me. They pass the collection plate every day to ask for money, but money is evil. I don't understand that. I want to go up because NG had a few good points I wanted to make. So NG says, it took me 32 years to realize I need a man. No matter how independent I may be, there is still a need. Absolutely. And we talked about that, being okay with saying I need X, Y, and Z. Not to say that you hinder yourself from, you know, living your best life until that man comes along. But it's okay to say the things that you need or that you want. You know, I want a man, or I want more money. I'm going to have more money. More money is coming to me. And I say that in the most humble way possible. You don't have to be humble. I know exactly what you meant, NG. I know exactly what you meant. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because I know that you're not, you know, a weak woman in a corner shaking, which they want us to believe and want us to be, right? Like, oh, if you say you need a man. No, ain't nothing wrong with that. Thank you, Shiamber. Shiamber says, neuropathic. Thank you. Y'all know I'm dyslexic and I grew up, you know, we'll get into my childhood and on a different day, but thank you. I am not sure how to help you pronounce it, but ha, there you go, girl. Thank you. Neuropathic. Thank you. Or is it? I still probably messed that up. That's okay. Thank you. NG says, once I learned to receive, it made it feel easier to give. Absolutely. Oh, thank you that this is helping me. Absolutely. So let's go into the next one, right? So it says, make a list of all the options. What is going on today? Get it together, Brittany. Okay. Make a list of all the awesome things and experiences money will add to your life. Make a list of all the awesome things that you wouldn't want to experience that money will add to your life. What are some of those things? Let me know. Being real interactive today. And then the fourth one says, make a list of how being rich will benefit others. How will you getting rich benefit others? Will you be able to retire your grandparents? Will you be able to put your children in that private school that you've been looking at? Will you be able to start that business? Will you be able to go back to school? So it says, make a list of all the awesome things and experiences that money will add to your life. And then make a list of how being rich will benefit others. I love that. Michael says, I don't agree, Percy. Churches are preaching prosperity instead of preaching of God. I disagree. Well, it depends, Michael. Every church is different. You know, that might have been Percy's experience growing up. We don't, you know, every church is different. There are so many churches out there. But there's nothing wrong with teaching prosperity. And I feel like prosperity is of God. Because God doesn't want us to be poor. I don't think God wants us to lack. I don't think he wants us to do evil things for money, you know, or deceitful things for money, or, you know, we're not supposed to hurt and harm each other and steal and scam for money. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with preaching prosperity. I feel like everybody should aim for prosperity because prosperity means more than just money. You know, let's see. Oh, Edwan says, I listened to Michael Jackson's song called Money, and it speaks about how people lie and steal for it and die for it and even stab me back for it. Okay, that's what some people do, but we don't do that. I know that all y'all, hi, good morning, Purple Love. I know y'all don't do that. So let's focus on the positive parts of it because we know what some people do with their money, right? We know some people don't do the right thing. But we're trying to be in the flow of the currency. We're trying to be in the flow of receiving. We're focusing on the abundance, the prosperity, the positive side of it, because we know we're not going to do those things. Okay. But do you see how having a negative mentality about money can block our blessings? and can block them from coming to us and block us from getting more. I want us to be very, very, very careful. Yeah, I agree, Purple Love. And then NG says, I would really love to change my grandmother's living circumstances. Absolutely. And I want you guys, so that's something that you guys can do, but this comes out of the book, If You're a Badass at Making Money. I really, really love this book. But it says, make a list of all the things, all the awesome things and experiences you will have experiences money will add to your life, and then make a list of how you being rich will benefit others. Okay. So that's the first list. And I absolutely love that. This is a really, really good book. I want everybody to get it if you can. And this will be this week's book giveaway. If you want to enter the giveaway, all you have to do is subscribe to this channel, give this video a thumbs up, follow me on Instagram, and the link is there. And also, we have a Facebook group for you guys who did not have time to join us yesterday. We have a Facebook group. I'm going to put it in the chat for all of my viewers and listeners and subscribers. So anytime you guys want to continue the conversation on the Facebook page after the show, then you can join the Morning Motivation Facebook group. Okay. Let's see. So what are some obstacles we are facing when it comes to money? I love this. Sydney says, we just have to watch our intentions for wanting the money and riches. Are you using it for good or evil? Are you using it to boast? Do we think that we need it more than God? I agree, but I want us to really, everybody on here knows their intentions and knows their integrity. And I feel like sometimes what we end up doing is we attach our desires and our mentalities with other people. Like, we know that we're not about to steal, rob, kill, or be deceitful, right? So we can get all of those out of the way. We don't even have to worry about that. We know we're not going to be evil with money because we're not evil people. We know we're not going to be deceitful or steal or be malicious with money because we're not those people. So we can push all that aside because we know that he ain't talking to us on that part. You know, when it says, I forgot what the saying was, but we ain't talking to us when it comes to that. We have to get into the flow of receiving. We have to get into the flow of abundance. We have to get into the flow of the overflow. Because if we focus on all of the negatives, that's the block. It's blocking the currency of money. So the whole point is to be open to receive. We have to be open to receive in order to find any type of opportunities, in order to find connections and network. You have to be open to receiving because that's where a lot of the money comes from. It's our network, right? But if we can't receive a compliment, if we can't be open to receive a drink, if we can't be open to receive maybe an experience, and that's, I said dating, but it's bigger than that. Dating was just an example. But there's so many other things. If we're saying no to all of these things that are benefiting us, what else are we saying no to? What else could we be blocking from ourselves to getting to what we truly desire? You know, and money may not be the ultimate goal, but in order to have the things that some of y'all listed, we need money. And not in a desperate place, not with desperate energy, not with, I'll do anything for money. Absolutely not. We know that, right? We know that we're not gonna do whatever and malicious things and evil things to get it. We know we're not gonna do that, but we can't focus on all of those things because it's kind of like when we're not minding our business. We over here worried about what all these other folks are doing with their money. It's not about that. It's about us. It's about me and you. So if we do not learn to get in the flow of receiving, if we don't learn to really have a vision on what our lives are truly meant to look like for us, not what this person got on social media, not what this person has, not all of this, but what is in the flow and right for us. I never feel like God wants us to be in poverty. I don't believe that. I don't believe that God wants us to be struggling every month or figuring out how to pay bills or, you know, just living in a destitute place when it comes to finances and money. I believe he wants us to live in overflow, but it starts with us. He can't do anything that we don't allow. And that's the allowance. That's that flow. That's that receiving. That's that energy. You know, because it starts in our mind before it can be tangible. That's with anything. If you have an idea of something, it starts in your mind before you can physically have it. This show was an idea before it became into reality. Everything you see from your home, your apartment, your car was all an idea before it was reality. So if you don't see it in your mind first, if we don't get over the mental blocks now first, then there's no way you can move forward. I mean, you might get a little bit, you know, you might, but really pay attention to that, especially the ones who said that they have a hard time receiving, or they're always saying no, or they're always just swatting away opportunities. I used to be that person, y'all. I used to be that person. You know, even not showing up, not going to the networking event. You never know who you will meet. Your network is your net worth. You know, start going to these conferences. Start saying yes to your life. Start expanding your circle. Start reading books outside of your comfort zone, outside of our race. You know, Jen Shapiro is not a Black woman. And that's okay. A lot of the books that we read are not written by Black folks. It's all right. We have to get out of this mentality that, you know, when we worry about what other people are doing with their resources, if they choose to be evil and do evil stuff, then let them do that. That's not us. That is not us. I visualize things pertaining to money, yet my actions don't align with those visualizations. I love that. Thank you, Being Meech. Thank you. Wait, hold on 1 second, Latoya. I honestly believe that money will regularly flow into me when I start opening myself to receiving and get over the scarcity mindset. That's exactly it. Thank you, Being Meech. And then she said, I visualize things pertaining to money, yet my actions don't align with my visualizations. So when it comes to money, you know, it starts in the mind, like she said, visualizations. Then we have to follow it up with our actions. Are we making the calls? Are we doing the business plan? Are we, you know, faith without works is dead. So we can have all the faith in our mind, but if we're not putting those actions to work, if we're not building, you know, when they say, if you build, they shall come. If we're not building, if we're not setting up the structure, it's not about talent. It's not about having the best. It's not about none of that. It's all about us. So I love what she said, that when your actions align with your visualizations. I love vision boards. I love writing down manifestations. I love, you know, mantras, because you got to get it in your mind first. You got to see it sometimes first. But do your actions align with those things? That's why we have to get in the flow of receiving. Love that. Latoya says, I always say I want to be blessed as well as being a blessing to others. I want to be able to have what I need and some wants, but have an overflow or abundance in order to give freely to others. I love that, because that's how we give freely. When you live in abundance, you ain't got to worry about, oh, girl, let me check my account, or let me move my savings to my checking and let me see what I can do, or telling people no because you don't have it, which is okay. I mean, don't go broke trying to, you know, but I love that. Thank you, Latoya, for sharing that. That is so true. We have to live in the overflow and abundance in order to give freely, to where it's not an issue, to where it's not a problem. She Amber says you are your own business. Got to get out there and market yourself. Also having to stay positive, ignoring the negative energy. Exactly. Sometimes we can get too caught off on what everybody else is doing. That's why I said yesterday, everything that glitters ain't gold, so we can't worry about what everybody else is doing. You know, because at the end of the day, remember, we get up there, when God bring out his spiritual iPad, and I always use this analogy because I don't know. Nobody knows. But I believe when I stand before him and he's looking at our spiritual iPad, he's not going to be asking me about Sarah. He ain't going to be asking me about Jenny. He's not going to be asking me about anybody but myself. So we have to mind our business. Percy says, do you think most of our problems are money related? A little bit. It's mentality and money. I do believe that it's mentality and money when it comes to our people, because we know, like I said, we know how to spend. You know, they say Black women are the number one. That's why we're being targeted so much. is because we have a tendency to spend. I feel like, and we'll get into that later in the weeks, but we definitely have to learn how to save and invest. And I think that that's turning. I think a lot of people are getting more educated and they're understanding stocks and crypto and NFTs and all of those things. But I definitely feel like it's a mentality that we tend to have as people. And it's definitely been programmed into us. Look at television. I'll give you guys a perfect example. For those of you who have kids, y'all know about Cocomelon, right? Pay attention to the family on Cocomelon. There's a mom and a dad. The dad's wearing a wedding ring. And their house is really, really nice, right, on Cocomelon. I don't know if Cocomelon is a Netflix show. I don't know who produces Cocomelon. I don't know. But pay attention to Cocomelon. And then there's a Black kid show called Motown, something Motown. It's like a Black Cocomelon, pretty much. It's like a more hip Cocomelon. Look how that Black family lives. Look who's in that household. I don't know if he's the dad, but he's not wearing a wedding ring. You know, there's things that are programmed into us definitely to make Black people in America, I can't speak for the rest of the world, feel like we're supposed to have less than, that we're not supposed to have the same things as everybody else, that we're not supposed to drive the nice cars, or we're not supposed to have this type of house, or we're supposed to live in poverty. Like, this is just, you know, some people really out there think that being Black is a curse. They really believe that. They really, truly, to the core of their soul, believe that being Black is a curse. And it's definitely programming. So I feel like it's our mentality a lot of times that hold us back from our blessings. I do, because we are deserving. We can be in the flow. We can receive. We can say yes. We can show up. We can say, I want to do that and go hard. We have so much proof. You know, it's not about race. It's all about mentality. And I do believe that us not having, I love that financial discipline is definitely key. I definitely believe that. Hey, James. So James says, I'm learning financial discipline. The last 12 months have been the best of my life in terms of maintaining my budget. I think that we need to change our mindsets towards finances. Absolutely. And Juan says, I love when Brittany talks about the spiritual iPad. We don't know what he gonna have. It could be a scribe. It could be an iPad. I think God keeps up with the time. But I love that. Thank you, James. Welcome. I feel like this is the first time I'm seeing you. I'm learning financial discipline. Financial discipline, I think, is something that we definitely lack as people, because some of us have grown up never having anything, or we feel like as soon as we get something, we got to go buy, we got to go spend, we got to go, instead of investing, instead of saving, instead of really figuring out how to make our money work for us. Not all, but I feel like that's a big majority of our issue as a entire race of people, is some of us have never had anything, or we constantly have to have things. It's like we're constantly trying to put Band-Aids on soul work. You know, it's not feeling worthy. It's that if I have this designer and I have this drive, this car, and when I have these things, then I'm better. I remember feeling like that. I remember feeling like, oh, I have this bag, so I'm better. It's like it's something to boost your ego. Just like when people put other people down. You know that when people talk junk about other people and they put people down, it's to make themselves feel better. I feel like a lot of times for our people, our self-worth comes from our things. Oh, my shoes are the best, or my bag is the best, or my house is the best. And that's why I wanted to talk about yesterday, everything that glitters is in gold, because it doesn't matter about any of that. It doesn't make anybody better. But I definitely feel like our mentality keeps us wanting these things because it makes us feel like we're elevating and we're better. And that doesn't mean that you're a better person. You know, I'd rather us be bragging about our stock portfolios and our savings account and our college funds for our children. We had a conversation yesterday on my live. So sometimes I'll go live after the show later in the day and I'll talk about topics that I've either seen or heard. And yesterday I talked about college, on how we got to stop telling our little Black boys and little Black girls that they don't need an education, that it doesn't matter. And one of the people came into my comments and he was like, why would you tell somebody to go in debt, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't say go in debt for an education. I said that we need to stop telling kids that they don't need an education, because we're the only race that tells people that college does not matter. Education is always a great investment. Now, let's take a step further. Why do our kids need student loans when one generation already went through student loans? Why don't we set up funds when they're born and we invest in those funds, or we set up LLCs so we can pay our children and they can go into those custodial accounts and we get more financially savvy. So by the time they turn 18, 21, we're not worried about no student loans. We can write a check to those colleges. We can write a check for that trade school that they want to go to. We can write a check for their business, because their entire lives we've been financially stable and saving for them to get adults so they don't have to get loans. See, sometimes us Black folks, we can focus on the problem. Or we can tell somebody what we shouldn't do, but there's never a solution to the problem. I feel like that's why our mentality holds us back a lot as people, especially financially. Don't go to school and get student loans. Well, what you gonna start a business and get a loan? Are you going to go into debt any other ways for your car, for your house, for your apartment? But you're saying education. Not an apartment, but an education isn't worth investing in. And if you guys want to hear my thoughts on that, then that video's up. Go check it out. I did it yesterday. But I feel like we have to be very careful on the things that we pay attention to as people, because it's definitely a mindset. We shouldn't even be talking about student loans at this point. Yeah, some of us are still paying them off. But what I'm saying is, now that we know better, let's do better as a people. Let's educate ourselves on how to get more scholarships, and how to get grants, start nonprofits, open those accounts. And there's so many Black people that are teaching these things, you guys. Wall Street Trapper, Earn Your Leisure. They're all on social media. Pay attention to who you follow. You know, I follow people that invest. I follow people that have I like to follow people that's talking about some money. I like educating myself. You guys, there's so much content online. There's so much content on YouTube. Nobody should not know how things operate and work. You want to learn NFTs? They're out. The videos are out there. You want to learn about stocks? The videos are out there. Basic, breaking down. You want to learn about crypto? The videos are out there. When I call my dad, I'm like, hey, dad, what are you doing? He said, well, I've just been studying NFTs and I got my notebook and I've been watching the stocks and I've been learning about crypto. My dad is 57 years old. So there's no excuse. And I feel like a lot of us really hold ourselves back sometimes by our mentality and our mindset, just because we're Black people. That's it. That's the only thing. It's the only difference between anybody else is the color of our skin and our experiences. So I really want us to really get out of that. You know, I did mention trade schools because, yes, maybe traditional college isn't for everybody, but let's keep it a buck. Are you going to send an 18-year-old out there to just fend for themselves? No. 9 times out of 10, none of us had the wits, the know-how. Some of us had to, but most of the time we don't have the wits and the know-how and the maturity to make it happen. There's a reason why rich people still send their children to college. If college was not necessary, or having an education was not necessary, Harvard would be empty. Princeton would be empty. Georgia Tech would be empty. Georgia State would be empty. All of these Alabama would be empty. UCLA would be empty. USC would be empty. NYU would be empty. These schools are full each and every year because people know, especially people with wealth, know education is first and foremost. Why do you think people spend thousands of dollars freaking college tuition to send their kids to certain private schools? Now, does that equal success? No, but you can't ever take back anybody's education. You can't ever take anybody's experiences away from them, you know, and what they've and what they've experienced and the people that they've networked with. And there's so much more that comes with getting an education than just a student loan. And sometimes we focus on the wrong things too much. So when somebody brings you a problem, let's find out the solution. And if they don't have a solution, then what are we talking about? Why are you telling me about these problems when you're not giving me a solution? Let's see. So Kiki says, my old teacher said the difference between PWI and HBCU is the PWI students have more confidence. Damn. And it's that mentality that we have, you know, that we lack, and we don't. Sydney said, that's why I'm not mad about Black families from Fresh Prince, the Huxtables, the Johnsons on Blackish. I love that show. And being Black, highly educated and wealthy. Absolutely. And I love that we're seeing things like that, but that has to come from us too. You know, I hate when I ask a little boy what he wants to be when he grows up and he says his favorite rapper. Bothers my soul. Because our children aren't seeing wealth in any other way. And I think that it's time for us to start to stand in our power, to get out of our way, to take, you know, to start with, to take away those limiting beliefs in owning what we want, going after what we want, being in the flow, changing our mindset, because it's all about mindset. It's all about mindset. You know, oh, I have to stay here so I can't make a certain amount of money or I'm going to get out of here. Do you know why they do that? Do you know why the government gives people public housing and tells them they can only make a certain amount of money? To keep them dependent on the government, to keep them dependent, to keep them from going above and beyond. So we got to get out of this mentality that we got to be more disciplined. We got to start reading more. We got to start listening, start going to seminars, start educating ourselves, and stop telling young people that they don't need an education, that they don't need to go to college, that they don't need school. And go ahead and listen to the whole message before you know, because college isn't for everybody, but you got to do something, a trade. But even trades are expensive. Even trades, you need smarts. Even trades, cosmetology, esthetician, electrical, mechanical. But one of the reason why I say college, because a lot of these kids are lazy. And they don't want to do nothing. They just want to be TikTok stars. They want to be YouTubers. And there's nothing wrong with that, but everybody isn't built for it. And if they're not doing it now, they're not going to do it when they get older because they don't have the discipline. And what college allows you to do, and the reason why I'm so pro-college and I'm an advocate for college, is it allows you that time to mature. It allows you that time to grow up. It allows you that time to be better, to gain independence and all of that. And a lot of people don't have that when they're 18. You know, it just gives you time. That's why rich people with jobs for their kids after school, send them to college. Go mess up. Go be young. Go do what you got to do. And then when you're done and you're complete and you finish your degree, come back and I got a job for you. They don't take them straight out of high school and put them in their companies. No. So we got to stop telling our Black kids to stop going to school. It's a mentality. We got to stop telling our people what's not needed when it is. We need it to be educated, you know, in any form, facet. Maybe it's not a traditional college. Maybe it's something else. But your average 18-year-old is not going to go out there and read all the books on how to start a business, or is not going to read, you know. So do you always go live after or just sometimes? Just sometimes when I feel it in my spirit, when something I feel like needs to be said or maybe needs to be a light needs to be shown. No, but I don't go live every day. Edwan says, Brittany, I've been trying the past 3 times to donate in the super chat and it won't let me. I don't know what the issue is. Please help me if you can. I'm not sure because I think super chat is ran by Facebook. I don't know how that, I'll check on that. Okay, Edwan. But I do appreciate all of you guys for being here. Again, we got to get back into the flow of receiving. We got to get into the flow of giving. Good morning, Ross. Good morning. We got to get into the flow of allowing, you guys. We have to allow. So remember, money is currency. So for those of you who are having a hard time allowing, start allowing. And so the 4 key things that I want you guys to take away, if you don't have a piece of paper, pull it out, is to make a list of reasons why you deserve money. Make a list of reasons why you deserve money. Make a list of some beautiful things that will happen, that have happened in the world thanks to money. Make a list of some beautiful things that have happened in this world thanks to money. Make a list of all the awesome things and experiences money will add to your life. And then make a list of how you being rich will benefit others. Okay. So that's the book we're reading out of Your Badass at Making Money. If you want to enter the book giveaway this week, all you have to do is subscribe to my YouTube channel, give this video a thumbs up, share it with anybody who may be interested, or share it on your feed. And then go over to my Instagram, follow me there, and click the link in my bio to enter the book giveaway. And join our Facebook group. You guys can keep the conversation going after the show. If you guys want to network, if you guys want to, you know, link together, I put the link in the chat. I will add it again. Join the Facebook group, you guys, and there you can pitch ideas on what you guys want to learn about. And I go live each and every weekday at 8 a.m. And this week we are talking all about money, mindset, and we're just going to continue to build on this topic until we get to where we need to go. Let's see. Before we go, Sherlyn says that I'm going to college helped me so much. I would not be in the position I am today. Love that. And again, it's not for everybody. They got to do something. So we can't just say to these kids, oh, college ain't for everybody. Give them something else to point towards. Because I'm telling you, working at these jobs at minimum wage, when minimum wage has been the same for the past 16 years, is not it. We got to give them a leg to stand on and a good foundation. Because let's face it, a lot of them aren't going to graduate and become entrepreneurs and have the know-how, the savvy, or the money to make it happen. Okay. But I thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I will see you guys all tomorrow. So thank you guys. Bye.